This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy is now wheels up on a trade mission to Indonesia and Vietnam. Had a chance to catch up with him yesterday before the trip and find out what he's hoping to accomplish. We'll hear from him next.
Stay up to date with the latest in the ag industry with Agribusiness Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Each weekday, we bring you the latest advancements in farming, from new precision ag technology to cutting-edge sustainable farming practices. Agribusiness Matters is also your source for the most relevant ag news, policy discussions, and insights that are shaping the future of agriculture. Tune in to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.
Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy explains why this trip to Indonesia and Vietnam is so essential for Iowa Ag.
Two really, important markets today for us, and really it's across the spectrum, grain, corn, soybean, DDGs, soybean meal, but also on the protein side, strong pork and beef markets as well. And we're also looking at an opportunity to expand ethanol exports into both countries. So there's a lot of great things happening, and we see an opportunity for even more growth. So I'm proud to be able to lead a mission on behalf of the state of Iowa and to take some of our farmers and let's go visit customers, answer their questions, and see if we can't sell a little more of what we produce here.
Nagy explains why face-to-face meetings like this are so important, especially in the age when we can have global virtual meetings at an instant.
Look, it's important to go, and it's also important to receive. So we like to welcome delegations from around the world as well. We get to show them our farms and what's happening in the state. But when we travel, I've seen this happen a number of times. So we will go visit with a buyer, somebody that may be importing U.S. products or maybe they aren't. And you watch this dynamic play out where they're asking questions of, why do you do it this way? I've heard a rumor that, or this is what we think happens in the U.S. And our farmers get a chance to say, hey, I'm the fifth and sixth generation farmer on my family farm, and here's how we do things. I have seen countless times that interaction where we're just answering questions, being real people, sharing an experience, but also then for us to hear what are their needs and concerns and things that they're trying to deal with in their respective markets. And so it's really important that we understand each other. We go and we say thank you for the business that we're already doing together, and flat out say, what can we do to expand this relationship? And so there's no substitute for showing up in person and making those connections.
And we have good reason to be paying attention to the marketplaces in Vietnam and Indonesia.
Very strong markets, both. And we've got we've got trade agreement activity happening in both cases as well. So we've got good base for both on the protein, the grain, and the ethanol side, actually, in each market. And with additional work by the Trump administration to lower tariffs and to ease non-tariff barriers, we think that there's tremendous growth potential. Again, what's interesting about these economies, and there's several of them, these countries across Asia, Southeast Asia, is that they're growing at a tremendous pace. Their populations are growing. Their GDP growth is incredible. Their young populations, their middle class, their working class is expanding. And so what happens when your incomes rise, you also are looking for more diversity on your plate. And oftentimes that then leads to further imports as well. So we compete very well on the global stage on a quality standpoint, from a sustainability standpoint, and a reliability standpoint as well. So those are our calling cards. Strong markets both, and we see upside for both as well. And look, we've got to be playing offense on trade generally, trying to do even more business around the world.
Nagy says missions like this are important, especially when we have trade tensions with China. We can't afford to put all of our eggs in one basket. We have more at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.